Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I was just talking about before the break, the fact that with all the things that are going on in this nation and in the world, you really have to stay on top of things that you won't see published much. And what I like to do is dig into things that you're not going to hear talked about a lot, you know, on the various news channels and those types of things, because I'm blessed and fortunate to be free. And that means I'm not controlled. You know, I'm fortunate that there is an owner of this radio station that has enough confidence and belief in me that I'm not going to say something that's going to jeopardize this radio station. And I'm not going to come in here and tell lies, and nobody's putting anything in my pocket, so my voice is free from the standpoint that I'm not being controlled by any entity. And so I can talk about things that many times others can't talk about because they are bought and paid for. And that's on both sides of the equation. That's on the Democrats and Republicans in many instances. There's very few that are free to speak the truth. And that's what we need more of, is the truth, not people who are parrots and people who are going to say and do whatever it is that their masters tell them. So here's a prime example. Bernie Sanders, say what you will, but Bernie Sanders has been a voice of truth for a long, long time. And he's not a Democrat or Republican. He's an independent. And so he is free to say what it is he wants to say for the most part. And so he's doesn't have to worry about reprisals or repercussions from the Democrats if he says what he's saying. So today, Sanders is, you know, talking to Congress about the fact that they're getting ready to put $50 billion into the pockets of corporations, the corporate welfare, if you will. It's always been amazing to me that we'd have American citizens who constantly gripe about the fact that too many Americans have their hands out. And so we can't afford to keep giving people things, because the more we give people, the more people aren't willing to work and do for themselves, is always the edict that you would hear from many in this country. And I know throughout my life, that's been the case. Welfare, welfare. You know, people need to get up and do for themselves. Well, to me, that includes corporations. Has always included corporations. And yet, the average American won't say much about the fact that when you look at the bottom line, who's getting the lion's share of welfare, it is corporations. Now, I'm not saying and foolish enough to say that corporations don't have their place in a society. They provide jobs, they provide opportunities for people. And where would this country be, where would this nation be without that? But that doesn't mean then that they should be able to get blank checks whenever they feel like it. Because the last time I checked, very few of the major Fortune 500 corporations in this nation are struggling and suffering. They're not. And if they were, they would not be still functioning at the high rate that they are. Here's the subject that, you know, I want to broach quickly this morning. So Bernie Sanders is warning Congress about a $50 billion welfare check that they're about to give to You know, the Jeff Bezos, can I say that? Is it Jeff
It's Bezos.
Bezos.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jeff Bezos. Jeff Bezos is, that's the wrong one. Do that for me. What is it? Say it for me.
Bezos.
Yeah. Jeff Bezos is of the world. And so Jeff Bezos is looking for a $10 billion bailout. Now, Jeff Bezos is one of the wealthiest men on the planet. You aware of that, Connor?
Yeah.
So why does he need $10 billion from the American people? Because the microchip industry is not as profitable as they want it to be. Who thinks that Jeff Bezos is losing any money? But yet our Congress people behind the scenes are working to make sure he gets $10 billion because somehow they're saying that the microchip industry is struggling and suffering. Here's what Congress is in the process of doing. They are putting together a $50 billion corporate welfare package to bail out what is already a highly profitable microchip industry. I bet many of you aren't aware of that. You don't know anything about that. How would you? Right? You're not seeing that on Fox News or CNN or MSNBC. You're not seeing that on the local news. You know why? What you're seeing is, hey, the January 6th committee is reconvening. And we've got to find out even more nuggets about what Donald Trump did. I said a while back, I don't need to see any more of what happened with the January 6th committee, because we know that Donald Trump is a crook and a thief, and we know he's a criminal, and we know by all the information that we have seen thus far that I don't need to see any more of these, you know, convenings of January 6th committee. We already have enough information that Donald Trump should be locked up. But we know that's not going to happen. I don't care how many more of these they have. I want to hear about the $50 billion that is getting ready to be handed over to corporations while the American people struggle and suffer as they head towards a recession and inflation continues to eat up every penny that people have. That's what I want to talk about. That's what I want to hear others talking about. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. We got to go to a break. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.